Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Garden aisle, yeah. With your big blue eyes and your soothing smile. We wish you would come here to stay, but we know that you must be on your way. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. We met a man in saffron robes. Prabhupada is his name, and he's still chanting the holy name. He said, come with me, my daughters and sons. Your spiritual journey has just begun. Chant the holy names of the Lord, and all desirable things will be, and all desirable things will be, and all desirable things will be yours. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. And all desirable things will be, and all desirable things will be, and all desirable things will be.
We'll give it in the Gita, the Garden Isle of Kauai Gita.
ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै कदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो.
First of all, my millions of dandavat pranam in the lotus feet of my spiritual guru, Om Vishnu Pad Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj. And same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. By His mercy, I have come here there is some purpose to come. And what is that purpose? We will explain. First, Vaishnava Prabhu should speak something. What is our purpose to come here? Stand up. Stand up. In brief, I request you all to hear very attentively. If any question, you can ask.
Agyanativrahulasyam gyananjanam samrakaya chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha vansha kalpacharupyascha kripa sindhubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Sri Gurudev ordered me to speak just briefly why we all have come here. We heard from Sarada Prabhu, we are all on a very long journey. We call it life's journey. Sometimes we think, oh, this is maybe just the beginning. Yeah. And sometimes we think, oh, this has been going on for a long, long time. Yeah. Especially when we receive transcendental knowledge. Nowadays, by communication, books are published, we can watch videos, documentaries. We can learn something about the existence of the soul or Atma. When we are small, like children, we think, oh, life is beautiful, how fortunate I am. Then we grow up and we see how many obstacles and problems people are faced with. Especially we are confronted with the things which are inevitable. Everyone has to grow old. When we are turning 25, 30, 35, 40 especially, 50, 60, we start to think more and more about this. We're growing old. One day, we all have to die. And we may not know when this will happen. It may happen at the instant of a moment. We may be young. Yeah. There is no guarantee that all of us will become old. We see that in the news recently, particularly. How in a moment, more than 150,000 people swept away, young, old, everyone. No mercy. Animals, trees, everyone, in a moment, finished. So this is very, very important issue for us, that we all have to leave one day. There is no exception. Yeah. There has never been anyone so far in this material existence that has achieved, yeah, the position of transgressing the laws of nature, becoming immortal. Many have tried. We see, especially in Vedic literature, the Puranas, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita, Vedas from India. It is described there how in the past persons tried to become immortal. And they were living for millions and millions of years, but still, they had to die. Yeah. Why is this? Yeah. Because this situation we find ourselves identifying with this material body, yeah, this is not our natural position. Our natural position is that we are Atma, we are soul, We have an eternal existence. Moreover, all the things that we are experiencing in this world, they are all there in eternal existence, in its complete and pure form. Whatever love we experience here is just a reflection, perverted reflection, of the love we want to experience and we are entitled to experience in our eternal existence in the spiritual world. There is no inebriety there. There is no defect there. As we are experiencing here, so many times we are disappointed in relationships. People are getting married. Oh, they think, we'll be happy. They have strong belief that we will make this work. It will happen. We will be happy. Then after some years we see, oh, conflicts are coming in the relationship. Oh, I should divorce. Try something else. We try again and again, even in one life, we try so many times to discover something which will make us happy. But due to forgetfulness, who we really are, we again and again fail and we experience the opposite result. Frustration, unhappiness. So much that we see that people are ready to commit even suicide because of disappointment in life. So all these things are very unfortunate for the living entity. But we may question ourselves, why did God create this? Why, if there is anyone, if there is a God, why is not all loving, all merciful, all kind? How I can understand this? We want to experience loving relationship with all, forever. We want to be young, forever. We want to be kind to all, forever. Where is that possible? Not in this material existence. It is only there if we transcend this material existence and come in contact with our real nature, the nature of the soul. How to come in contact with that? For that we need an expert teacher who has realized himself, his own very nature, who is experiencing himself the loving relationships of that spiritual dimension, and who can answer all the questions that can come in our mind in regard to the transcendental dimension. Today, we are very lucky. You are most fortunate that today such a spiritual master is present here. He has come even in old age, 85 years old. He has come especially today to the island of Kauai. Kauai. Okay. And he has come to make all of us happy, fortunate. And I want to request you, take this experience with you. Don't forget it ever. And if you want to experience more, then follow the footsteps of such a teacher. Become interested to hear more from him. Try to follow what he is explaining to us. And your life will be so fortunate. You will never ever experience any more material problems. Only one problem. How can I do more for others? How can I become really compassionate, loving, kind to all? This is a beautiful challenge, and we invite all of you to take the challenge. Sarva Prabhu is reminding us that on February 4th, Srila Gurudev will be on the big island of Hilo. We'll have a festival there for 7 days, and it will be a very a big festival. We expect between 500 to 1,000 devotees from all over the world. They will be there. And you are cordially invited to come there. Hare
Krishna. Shriman Bhaktivedanta Madhava Maharaj will speak something about this. But in brief.
Om Gyanatimidandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I pay my humble obeisances, Lotus Feet of Sri Gurudev, and I welcome all audiences who assembled here to listen some Harikatha from the Lotus Feet of Sri Gurudev. So Gurudev ordered me why we came here. What is the purpose to come here? So, you have heard from Srimad Bhajanath Prabhu, and we saw a devotee, they have heard so many times that we want to be all want to be happy. No one want to be unhappy, and no one want to be in miseries and distress. For this reason, science has discovered so many things. They discovered transportation, communication, medical science, etc., etc. Still, science could not do more. They want to do more, but it is beyond their capacity. As you know, just few days before, a very big tsunami tidal waves come and sweep away so many people, more than 165,000 people. Our science can do anything about that? Yesterday, one journalist interviewed Gurudev by phone from Kauai. Why God did all this bad thing, nonsense thing? God is very merciful. He not do anything about wrong. Our karma, karma means creative activity, done all this thing. God never did any bad thing for anyone. Just like parents love their kids so much, more than that, God loves us. So God never do anything bad. So we are thinking, for our happiness, we discovered transportation like Concorde aeroplane. When it will take, not God say, it happened so many times. Transportation, communication. From here, by email, we can contact any part of the world. But as before, in ancient time, the transportation and communication was more developed than nowadays. Who is familiar with Srimad Bhagavatam? Or I am requesting you all, please see Bhagavatam, then you can understand. When very great Emperor Parikshit, cursed by one young sage that he will die in 7 days by snake bite. At that time, no computer, no Concorde aeroplane. But in a minute, all over the world, the sages understood it happened. They came, like Caspian Sea in Russia, like Black Sea, from there, Caspian Sea came. In near China, Mongolia Sea came. How they came? There is no Concorde aeroplane. There is no email system. How they came? Can you imagine that thing? It is beyond our expectation. At the time, Indian Vedic tradition and Vedic communication transportation is so high and so developed. Science could not reach about that point. So, how they became happy? Hearing Harikatha, hearing Bhagavat Katha, hearing Harinam, they became happy. So, really, if you want to be happy, then you have to be under guidance of some expert person. Just like Sarvam Prabhu played a guitar. If you want to be expert a guitar, then you have to be go under who is knows play very well and who can teach you very well to go there. In same way, if you want to be happy, you have to be go such a person who can make you happy really and who is happy himself. yesterday, the journalist, I don't know if he's here or not. Okay, thank you. So, she asked that how you are changing millions of kids in the whole world and take away from them drugs and bad things. Then Gurudev told, I am practicing by myself. When I am practicing and then ask others, they are bound to follow me. If you not practice by yourself, and if you request others, they not follow you. So must you have to practice yourself, then you request others, then they are bound to follow you. So you have to be who is practicing himself. If you go under his guidance, then you can understand. He has some symptom. How you can understand? Is expert or not? Srimad Bhagavatam told us how you can recognize him. Tasmad guru prapadeita jiggasu sri uttamam sabde parichanisnatam brahmanupa samasrayam. Like, if you want to be expert, you have to go teacher, master, professor, dean, etc. In same way, in Vedic language, is called guru, who is expert person. What is symptom? And who will go, who want to be happy, who does not want to suffer, they will come. And what is his symptom? Sabde parecha nisnatam, brahmanupa samasyam. He must be an expert in all scriptures. If you have any doubt, you can remove doubt in a minute, quotation from different shastras and Vedas. And brahmanupa samasyam, he must be detached from the material world. In this world, almost all, they are detached with 3W, means omen. They are attached with 3W, omen, oil, and wine. Especially, the Western civilization, without this three, they cannot survive their life. India still, though influence of Western civilization going in India, still, there are quite a lot. They are detached from all these things. And they are attached with 7Ds. What is that? D for dog. They are not serving God, they are serving dog. Dog is master, and master is servant of dog. And D for dance. They are dancing where in nightclub, either with girlfriend or boyfriend. Or drink alcohol. Moreover, D, they want to marry for what need? Dollar. And for future, they want diamond. And what is that? Be for destiny. What is destiny? Then embrace death. So who is expert person? He must be detached from 3W and 7Ds. Moreover, he must be a realized soul. He has seen God. He is serving God 24 hours a day. Although so many people are here, being here you can think other part of the world in same way. Who is an expert person, sitting with us, he is always thinking about God and serving God. You could not understand that unless until you not be close to him. So if you want to be happy really, then you have to be under guidance of an expert person, and under his guidance, if you follow him, then you must be happy. So we can koi, know why not to make you sigh, to make you happy, and have to follow him, then your life will be successful. And this is the purpose of us to come in Kauai and all over the world. Hare Krishna. Bancha kalpataru bascha kripa sindhu bhaye vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namo.
मैं बहुत प्रसन्न हूँ कि यहाँ दूर देश में भी भारतीय लोग हैं.
ये लोग पुणे के हैं और दिल्ली के हैं.
और अच्छे पोजीशन में हैं, कोई आयुर्वेदज्ञ हैं, कोई डॉक्टर हैं, इसके अतिरिक्त भी यहाँ पर कुछ और लोग हिंदी जानने वाले हैं, तो मैं बहुत प्रसन्न हुआ. अपना धर्म मत छोड़ेंगे, इसमें रहते हुए भारतीय विचारधारा को लेकर के यहाँ रहेंगे और उनको भी सुखी होने के लिए बनाने के लिए चेष्टा करेंगे तथा खुद भी पालन करेंगे. मेरी इंग्लिश तो अच्छी नहीं है, किंतु जैसे तैसे लोग समझते हैं सारे विश्व में मैं जाता हूँ और वहां पर भारतीय संस्कृति का प्रचार करता हूँ, दिव्य ज्ञान का. तो आई हैव कम हियर, आई एम वेरी हैप्पी दैट इवन सम हाई क्लास ऑफ इंडियंस डॉक्टर्स एंड वेट्स एज ए टीचर दे आर हियर. यू नो दे कैन स्पीक वेरी गुड हिंदी ऑल्सो. सो आई एम वेरी हैप्पी एंड थैंक्स टू देम. आई एम वेरी हैप्पी दैट वी नेवर थॉट दैट इन कवाई आईलैंड वी टेल इट पंचाली आईलैंड. सो नेवर थॉट दैट सो मेनी ऑडियंस विल कम. But I think more than 100. All are here and hearing patiently. I have come to give you something. And if you will take what I have come to give you, and if you can take in your pocket, pocket means heart, I think you must be happy. Surely. I'm going to tell you in brief some Indian knowledge, Vedic knowledge. Only by following you can be happy. As Bhaktivedanta Madhava Maharaj told, we all want happiness, peace and calm. Anyone does not want any problem, calamities or other things. Only they want pure happiness. Why? You first know that there is one God without second. Indian God, Christians God, Buddha Dev God, both are God and others are God. There are no so many. Only difference of country and language, one God, so many names has been done. But only one. And he is very merciful. Always happy. You have heard that love is God. God is love. You should know that in young age, at the age of 16, Jesus went to India. There is history something. And he went to on foot. There was way about 2,000 years before. And he went to Vrindavan. And after, he went so many places of pilgrimages. He went also to Puri, Jagannath Puri. And then he returned back. When he was in Vrindavan, he heard the name of Krishna, all worshipping Krishna. Why? Because Krishna is love. If you will have to know what is love, you will have to come and to see who is Krishna. Pure love. So, everywhere he went and saw that here was Krishna, but in Puri they pronounce it not Krishna, Krishna. Sometimes Krishna, sometimes especially in South they tell Krishna or Krishna. And then in more South, oh, then what?
Krista.
Krista.
Christos.
And in Greek, Christos. Same Krishna. So, this Krishna, Jesus Christi is who? Really Krishna. Why? He's so beautiful.
Jesus, the Son of Christ.
He's very beautiful. When he descended to this world in India, about 5,000 years before, all used to love him because he was the embodiment of love and affection. Even birds, animals, always dancing on the flute of Krishna. All gopis became mad. He was so Krishna that he kept his flute and pick of feather on the feet of Radhika because she used to love Krishna more. Pure love. In love, nothing to give, nothing to take, always to give. So, I'm coming to the point that we are part and parcel of God, of Krishna. He's very sweet, attractive. He can take endless pain of birth and death. You should not think that this is your first and last birth. It may be that you have gone in so many species of life. Fishes, donkeys, monkeys, pigs, hogs, and even demigods, Brahma, and everything. In only this human life that Krishna has given, God has given you, gift. Why? Because He is causeless merciful. This human life. You cannot hear all these things in animal life, in demigod's life, in bird's life, only in this life. So, we are part and parcel of that Krishna. So, we want happiness. Where there is love, there is happiness. Where there is no love, all wealth, reputation, position, everything is there. But no love. What is the use of this life? If you are poor, no harm. But if there is love and affection, your life is successful. So we are part and parcels of Krishna, love. And that is why we want happiness in this world. We want love. But as he told, we don't love to God, but
what?
Opposite. Dogs. Birds, another. What will be the fruit? You will have to be dog. You will have to be dog. If you have some affection and attachment to dogs, you will have to be dog. If you have attachment to birds, you will have to be bird. Don't have any attachment to anyone. Attachment to only to Krishna. And those who are your life soul, that has been sent by Krishna, those who are very expert in love of Krishna, only attachment should be given there. Otherwise, you will have to go other species of life. Endless. So we want love and happiness. From ancient time, especially nowadays, science has developed so much. Now computer day, computer age now. Everything has been medical science, home science, what? Communication,
transportation,
everything. In medical science, if anything is rotten in your head, or they can put the another limbs of any animal or any bird or any man, if eyes are defective, or they can give new eyes from others. Kidney, or they can take and put here and others. In this way, in everything, you can talk with anyone in this whole world in a second. Why they were discovered? Also discovered, what they discovered? Atom bomb, nitrogen bomb, so many bombs. In a moment, it can destroy so much. That discovered. Why? Out of fear, to control others also. And thus, they want happy, that I should be happy by that. If I am controller of the whole world, monarch of all, then I may be happy. But this is not the process. What is the process? Process has been told in Vedic knowledge of India. That Krishna is so merciful. God is so merciful. He has invested his all powers in names. Especially in Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Whether you know or not, no matter. But anyhow you are chanting these names, oh, fruit will come very soon. Surely. In a moment, Krishna can destroy whole universe. And again, in the same moment, he can create billions of universe, new universe. He is causeless, merciful, very sweet. He has invested all his power in these names. So knowingly, all-knowingly, if you are chanting Hare, Krishna, Ram, Govinda, Gopinath, any name of God, you will be liberated from all these things. Your endless pain of birth and death will be finished and stopped. If you are so learned, very doctor, big, good doctor, president of any country, prime minister of any country, or death will not leave you. You cannot stop all these things. Also, you should know, one day you are baby. After that you become young. After that you will become old. And after some times, you will have to give up this body. Anyone cannot stop. Whole world's doctors, Ayurvedic doctors, Chinese doctors, anyone cannot save us. And thing is that, at the time of death, you cannot take a farthing. Ek paisa bhi nahi le ja sakte sir. Apna ek kesh bhi nahi le ja sakte. You cannot take anything of this world. Not a farthing. You cannot take. Then why you are doing so much hard labor like donkeys? You should see. If you cannot take all these things, then why not loving all others? Anyhow, try to manage your living.
What? Maintain your life.
Maintain your life. Without alcohol, eggs, smoking,
meat,
and others. Do you know the meaning of meat?
No.
M-E-A-T. Meat.
me. Eat. Those who will eat me, we will eat them. Mans means same. Man sa khatati. Jisko hum khate hain, wo khayegi. So you should not take meat. By drinking, smoking, cancer and so many diseases may come. So be pure life, vegetarian, and chant the name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. One thing more I want to tell you, in brief. In one day I cannot tell all these things. So, in Hilo, our program for 7 days, and from whole world, more than 1,000 devotees may come. So, God has saved. God has transcendental form. In Bible, in Indian Vedas, Upanishad, Bhagavat, Puran, it is written, and Krishna, Ram, or they are Bhagavan. Not two. Krishna only comes in the form of so many. So, God has form. In Bible, first chapter it has been written. God created man after his own image. What meaning? If he has no form, how he can create? So God created man after his, as Krishna. God is beautiful. Like that, oh, Krishna created him. Why created? He was not satisfied by animal and so many species. Because his own form is like it. And that is Krishna. Also in Bible, in Quran, in Mohammedanism, Muslims, Inna Allaha khalaqa main surat hi. Apne surat ke anusar mein Allah khuda ne manushyon ko banaya. Here same thing. Khuda has created all humans like his self. But they don't believe. I don't know. Why they do? They should cut these. Can they cut these words from Bible and Quran? They cannot. But the form of God is transcendental. We must worship that. And we worship. Krishna is everywhere. God is everywhere. If you are praying Hare Krishna or any language as you are praying to God, He will hear. He knows all the languages, knows everything. We also, without language, we can exchange our views by eyes, by something, indications. So, the form of Supreme Lord. And we should accept. If no form, any creation cannot be done. From nothing, if there is no shape, no form, there will be no any quality. So Krishna has transcendental form, God has transcendental form, He has wishes. He is very beautiful, loving and everything. So we should believe in this. And then chant any name of God, if it is very pleasing to you, favorable to you, especially Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. One kirtan of Hindi. Netara
Sri Radha Ramana. Yeah. This poem, Radha and Krishna are dancing in the moonlight, and Krishna is appreciating Radharani's dancing. This is from Krishna's perspective. I love the way the flying wings of the tendrils of your hair catch the moonlight. Freed from vine-studded braids by hours of dancing. Entrancing even the fallen leaves upon the earth. Birthing smiles upon the beaks of innumerable parrots. Repeating your glories until time is enraptured into still pools of dew upon your footprints. Dusted with the red of kumkum, breathless from the dancing that will inspire my artistry forever. I paint the clouds to match the wells of your tears, surging in kujal-streaked eyes of wonder, and the blush they inspire upon my cheeks, color wedging against and staving off darkness. I paint the moon brighter to light our footsteps upon the divine forest night that is ours, stolen from adversity. And I paint your love upon my lips as I clasp my flute in quivering fingertips, yearning to play each melodic note of your heart, to imprint the finest song in memory. Dappling the faintest clouds to refract colors for moon rays as a celestial stage for Radha, my beloved. You cover me with a comforter of praying that I am unraveled into molten threads of gold when I hear a devotee call your name.
Thank you.
आप आयुर्वेदीय डॉक्टर हैं, पढ़ाते हैं, बहुत अच्छे. और वो
राधे 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 गोविंदा,
राधे 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 गोविंदा.
Thank you.
literature, especially Srimad Bhagavatam. I'm telling a very interesting story about soul. Once Krishna in the form of Varahadeva, he killed Hiranyaksha, a demon, and he was drowned. His body was brought to the palace. All the limbs of the body were separated. Now it was covered with white cloth. All we were weeping very loudly. His wife, his children, his all
relatives.
They were weeping bitterly. There was none to help them. That you should not feel. At that time, Hiranyakaspu himself was a very learned scholar. Like Ravan was very a scholar. But he never followed all. So, he was telling, why you are weeping? We should not weep. If all from whole world will weep, even he will not come. You see, it is the nature of this world that we come and we die. And he had died in a battle with Hari. So you should not lament. He will have heaven. So you should not lament. He also told, in ancient time, there was a king. And he wanted to control and
conquer
whole world and become emperor of the whole world. But in a battle he was
died.
His hands, legs, all were cut off. Their family persons, after battle in the evening, it was brought to the
royal palace.
All were weeping. All were weeping. As we weep. Then the master of the death, that we call Jam, in a form of a baby, boy of 5 years old, he came there and asked them, why you are all weeping? Why you are? But they were not answering anyone. Some old person came forward and they told that you should go and play, you will not understand this. He told, I understand, you all are not understanding. Let me tell that why you are all weeping. Then they told that he is my father, he is my husband, he is my relative. He is dead now.
He has
been killed. So we are weeping. Oh, he is here lying down, covered with white dress, cloth. You can talk with him. He is here. Oh, we are not weeping for this body, this soul which has gone. Oh, have you seen that soul? He was black or white or golden color. How he was long, how he was beautiful or ugly. Have you seen that soul? Never. Then why? In this world, thousands and millions of persons daily they die. Why you don't worry?
Weep for them.
Worry for them? You should know that we are not this physical body. One day you all were a baby. All. Soul. And after that, you become very beautiful at the age of 16. Very beautiful. It may be that you have been selected Miss World. And so many Miss World, where they are now? Beautiful gun will go after 50. And after 60 and 80, you cannot walk without stick. But soul is immortal, transcendental, part of Krishna, Himself God. So you are all soul. You should not be attached to anybody. Try to know that what is soul. This is Indian Vedic knowledge. You cannot be happy. Never and never. If you think that, myself, this body, then you will quarrel with anyone. We think that if we will conquer Iraq, we will be happy. All oil will come. And we'll control Afghanistan, India, Pakistan and all. And we'll be happy. But after some time, the president will be gone. New will come. All will come. So don't attach in this body. Try to realize who is soul inside. Part and parcel of God. So then you will be happy. Otherwise, everything that you have collected in this world, you will have to give up here. Where to go, you don't know. Where to go? So, don't lose your time. Labdhva sudurlabham idam bau sambhavante manusyam marthadam manityam apihadhira turnam jatetana apatet mittujavat nisay shayakar sarvatasya. Oh, this human body, though is mortal, we don't know when it will go. You saw in this
tsunami
waves. Oh, thousand. About 2 lakhs.
65,000.
All time. In Rameswaram, about 16 years before, a big city, lakhs of persons were there. And in a moment, it was covered with ocean. So we don't know what will be next. So in this, don't be involved in intoxications, worldly love and affection. Anyhow, maintain your life. If you are bhajan, doing bhajan, practicing bhakti yoga, you will be happy. If not, everywhere dogs has beaches.
Hogs
and pigs, they have wives, they have children. Nothing to lose. Everywhere you can have this. So I want that you should taste at least one
bird.
lifetime to realize. This is not the first life. In past you were so many things. Again you will be. So in this human life, you should try to follow bhakti yoga. Very easy. Very easy. How? To stole away anything, to tell lie, it is difficult. But to tell Hare Krishna, not to pranam, not to do as Muslims in their roja,
namaz,
or they sitting, standing, sitting, like so much labor. But here nothing. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. In night, in day, in walking, in car, driving, Hare Krishna, Hare. Don't chant on mala. Louder. In heart, anyway. Always try to have some relation with Krishna. And you will be happy. Surely. If even one name will come in your life will be successful. I think I have told and you have followed me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna
Hare,
Hare.
Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Only you should consider that. You should not take eggs, meat, wine, drugs, smoking. And go on to it. Gaur Premanande. Any question you can put?
Any question please mention.
Any doubt,
please speak out.
Thank you. Shyam Sundar. You? You Shyam Sundar. You should sing something and finish.
This song goes
right. Oh, where is Panchali?
Radhe, Radhe, Radhe.
Panchali?
Way in the back.
Oh, better you should come and speak two words. Or you should speak two words. First.
Hare Krishna.
Two words.
All glory to the holy name of Krishna.
Haribo!
If you want to become happy, if you want to realize your inner self, then first you have to let go of matter. By these material senses, we are pulled into this material world. By our tongue, by our eyes, by our ears, by our hands, by the feeling of sense perception, the soul, in contact with matter, comes in touch with this material existence. And through attachment to the senses, the soul becomes entangled. He becomes under the influence of material nature. So if you want to free yourself, if you want to realize that beautiful living entity that lives within this body, then you have to take shelter of the spiritual nature. And how to do this? You have to take shelter through the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This name is not of this world. This name is of the transcendental realm, the spiritual world. Hare is the feminine principle of Krishna, the inner principle of Krishna, his heart, his love, all that it exists. Everything that exists is the feminine principle. Srimati Radharani.
He can sing.
Very nice.
Your friend?
I could sing, but he could sing. Everybody can sing.
Your friend has not come?
Kira.
No, no. Any other? Very good. Very good. You should continue. Now, continue. 2 minutes.
And Krishna, he is the most beloved of Srimati Radhika. All that exists is Radharani's energies. And she is Krishna's power. She is the energy of Krishna. And that means that we are part of her. We are part of Krishna. So if we want to become happy, then we have to stop this idea that we are the enjoyer of Radharani's energies, Krishna's energies, the feminine principle. And how to do this? By her grace, she, when the living entity cries out, "Oh Hare, oh Radha, I am very much unhappy. I don't know how to make myself happy." So at that point, when the living entity cries out in the darkness, then Srimati Radharani, by her compassion, she sends one very, very pure and enlightened devotee. And he comes to open your spiritual vision, to open your eyes to the glories of Radha. Radharani is everything. So if you want to become happy, then serve her lotus feet. She is the source of all of us. And she will bring you joy when you serve and when you offer everything that she is to the lotus feet of Krishna. She will become happy, you will become happy, the earth will be happy, the trees will be happy, the stars will be happy, the animals will be happy, all living entities will be happy when we stop this mood of exploitation. Nothing here is for us. Everything was brought by Radharani for the pleasure of Krishna. So just like the mother has a child, and when that child comes into the world, she has brought this child into the world for what reason? To bring them joy. To bring happiness to the parents. Nobody has a child and they want to bring pain. They want to bring pleasure only. So we have come into this world to give pleasure to our divine mother and father, Radha and Krishna. So if we want to please them, then we have to know how to please them. You don't just say, "Well, I want to please my father." But how to please my father? How to please my mother? We have to have guru. We have to have one who knows, who is free from the material pull, who's not entangled in the material existence, who's died to this world. Just like St. Francis said, we have to die to live. If you want to live in spirit, you have to die to matter. And then in living in spirit, you know how to live in matter perfectly. Because you see Radharani's energies everywhere, and you want to offer her all to Krishna. And then Krishna becomes very happy. And we, as part of her, become very happy. Just as you take food, and the hand takes the food, and it puts it in the mouth, and it gets digested, hand gets fed. Right? But hand doesn't say, "Oh, why I have to put it in the mouth? Why I cannot eat?" Oh, you don't have mouth. How are you going to eat? But if the hand takes the food, puts it in the mouth, it gets fed automatically. So when you serve the part that you are the source, when you water the root of the tree, then the whole tree will be flourishing and nourishing. So simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Slowly and slowly, as you chant without offense, with pure love in your heart, not wanting anything, only wanting to please Radha and Krishna, then you will slowly, gradually, by the grace of Radha, your spiritual vision will be opened, and you will enter spirit, the spiritual nature, and in that point, you will know what is your service to God. Just like a man who is asleep on the bed. When he is sleeping, he's in his dream. He is forgetting his body on the bed, and he's thinking, one tiger is coming, I'm very afraid, I need to climb up that tree and hide. But one who is awake on the bed sees the man tossing and turning, and he says, "What? Why this man is asleep? I need to wake him up. He's having a bad dream." So through sound vibration, he enters the ear of that man and tells him, "Wake up, wake up. You're having a bad dream." So then the man, when he wakes up, then he remembers his body on the bed. He knows what to do. Automatic. No one has to say, oh, you're such and such, you need to do this. So, in the same way, when you awaken to your spiritual body, you know what to do. It's automatic. Because you are a spirit, but by identification with matter, by being pulled into the material existence, by your desire to enjoy these senses, then you forget who you are, and you will become entangled in the dream of this temporary place. If you want to enter spirit, you have to let go, and you have to enter through meditation, through chanting, and through crying. Because if you cry out sincerely, I'm helpless, I know nothing. And then Krishna, by His grace, He will send pure devotee to come in your life, and that pure devotee will come and open your spiritual vision because He knows how to do. By His loving rays of His loving heart, because of His relationship with the Supreme Lord, He can open your spiritual vision. He knows the way. He knows the truth. Just like Jesus said, through Me you will understand the Father. How can you understand? Your eyes are closed. Your spiritual vision is shut. Only you see with material vision. If you want to see with your soul's eyes, then you have to find that person who's free from the material pool, who's not entangled in matter. Because he's free from the prison house, he can set you free. He has the key to open the door to the God's house. So if you want to go to the house of the Spirit, then you have to find that person with the key. So Gurudev, he has the key. Because he's free. He's not in this world. He's not his body. He's completely free from the material existence. He's situated in transcendence. So when he comes into this world, he, of course, is not... He is sometimes dealing in this world with us, thinking that we're in this body, and acting on one way. But really his work is going on internally. And he's pulling us slowly, slowly. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gora Chandra Bole, Kota Nidra Jayamaya, Pisachira Kole. O living entity, please wake up. Through the Lord of your heart, through the beautiful golden Lord, Lord Garanga, He's calling, come, come back home. Come and sing and dance in the beautiful forest of Krishna Loka. You'll always be happy because this world, in this way, God has created the forest. And man has, of course, created the city, but God created the forest. So Krishna likes to play in the forest. He likes to play his flute. He likes to dance. He likes to play with the animals. He likes to play with his friends in the waterfalls. He's always having fun, and he gave us the forest. But we have wanted to exploit her. Radharani is the forest. In one song we have sung, Radha is in the home, Radha is in the forest. Radha is in the day, Radha is in the night. Radha is all the days. So if you want to become happy, serve her and serve her pure devotee, and he can open your spiritual eyes and reveal to you the glories of the goddess. And then in that way you will become happy.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
My heart. It's got an English part as well as a Sanskrit part. So you can sing the English part.
El pare tumi, tu dari sokal ke nachi.
My heart does yearn to drink thy rays and bathe my open our hearts to your love.